This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, our fine listeners. Lots of gratitude for you. We love you. Glad you're listening. Brought to you by Oasis Petroleum. The folks that are recognizing the Be the Buffalo spirit that's happening. They're a world-class resource conversion company. And some great assets in the beautiful Williston Basin. And they know how to go into the storm. That's what they do. They go into the storm. That's the Be the Buffalo spirit. And it's all around us in North Dakota. So where you see it, say something, let us know. Call the Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis at 855-200-1776. All right, more time to chat about whatever is on your mind in this hour. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to tell you about the 40 Days for Life effort. Two members of the committee that have been just tireless over the years in this endeavor. Really a great pro-life cause. Do some really good work. So we'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome on the program. Hey, Dee, could you find... Kevin is getting a little jaw surgery today. Is that what he's doing? So maybe you could find for me the clip. I believe we had it from our clips of the president in Minneapolis on Thursday. If not, it'll be all over, I'm sure, somewhere.
Did Kevin's jaw drop from the Viking game or what happened?
I think it was. Yeah, I think that's what happened. Yep. Then he had to get it fixed. Where's Hunter stuff that the president was saying, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? So we have an update on where Hunter is. And we'll have that for you in a little bit here, too. Shell in Columbus. Beautiful part of North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Yes, it is nice to appear.
Darn right it is.
You just make me remember it was New Year's Eve, the Save the Family Farm thing. It's like yesterday, New Year's Eve, 1959. I was listening to the radio, bawling my eyes out because I didn't want it to be 1960. Did not want to see it happen. And since then, I mean, it's got to be getting up over 50 years. We've been hearing about this Save the Family Farm stuff. And it's not that it's getting to be, you know, a bothersome thing or anything, but straight and to the point, I think that we need to be taking a second look at the buildings that we have available to us in the small towns and out in these farmyards. That's a tremendous amount of shop space. And add on to it, the president now, he says we're supposed to be rebuilding manufacturing in America. I think that we should listen to that.
Okay, and how does that connect to the shop space?
Well, that's where factories are for manufacturing.
So you're saying...
We've got a lot of it.
Agriculture, but here's what I don't understand. You're saying they're doing it already, or you're saying that's where more manufacturing could be done?
Yes, we have the space and the resources available to us.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And to be thinking more in terms of having a finished product coming out of these rural locations. I think it's we certainly have the resources and the building space to do it at very low costs compared to, for instance, going into downtown Minot or something to start a shop.
Interesting,
you don't
yes.
do that.
Yeah, interesting point. After all, the Bobcat sort of started that way, right?
Yes,
Bobcat was.
We can have just one after the other popping up here. Just. Let's just think about what manufacturing is. It's producing a finished product.
I like the way you think. The way you think. Thank you, Shell. Appreciate it very much. Nice to chat with you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, so let's say this is the president Thursday night very insightful, because what have we had? We've had this crazy conversation in this country related to whether or not the president is committing an impeachable offense by wanting the truth to come out and asking for investigations. Much of it related to the 2016 election, because it hasn't come out yet. And all of a sudden, the focus shifts to the president rather than wrongdoing of, for instance, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Well, then Hunter Biden just, I mean, he's nowhere. All this scrutiny, and oh, that's been investigated, just blow it off. So the president, in a rather, well, a Trump-like fashion, raises this at the rally on Thursday.
Joe's son, Hunter, got thrown out of the Navy, and then he became a genius on Wall Street about 2 days. By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he? Where's Hunter? Hey, fellas, I have an idea for a new T-shirt. I love the cops, but let's do another T-shirt. Where's Hunter?
Oh, he's so good at that. And by the way, that's humor. It's part humor and part tweaking the media and everybody else. So clearly the Biden clan got a little concerned, right? So we better say where he is. So news comes out over the weekend, a couple of days after the president says, where's Hunter? And by the way, he repeated that down in, where was he? Louisiana? I think Louisiana on Saturday. On Friday, rather. Friday night. All of a sudden, we get news that Hunter Biden is stepping down from this Chinese entity that he's part of, because he wants to remove any appearance of impropriety. Oh, really? I see. Okay. That's a concern now. Wasn't before when you're flying there on Air Force Two, but it's a concern now. I see. I see how that works. And then, today, this morning, it's announced, I saw it on Daily Mail, I don't know where else it is, that Hunter Biden has sat down for a long interview with Good Morning America, and they're going to air that tomorrow. So he'll be on Good Morning America. Now, I'm sure they're going to ask him things like, you know, what is your expertise? And, you know, it won't be anything tough, because it's Good Morning America. But at least it'll be a piece of the puzzle where he has to come out and explain some of this stuff. So they obviously realized, look, which is why I continue to say, trying to impeach Donald Trump based on a phone call with the Ukraine that included some of the corruption in the Ukraine and investigations in the Ukraine that Joe Biden's in the middle of isn't good for Joe Biden's presidential ambitions at all. How's that going to help Joe Biden? That's more noise and more baggage he doesn't need in the Democratic nomination quest. So you got Joe Biden wrestling with that. You got Bernie Sanders, you know, with heart issues and going off the trail. I don't know, Elizabeth Warren, I guess, left standing. Does she concern you in any way? Even, you know, normal Democratic fat cat Wall Street donors don't like her. I don't know. Texter says, Russia and Ukraine versus Trump. Ring, ring. The 80s are calling, and they want their foreign policy back. cute. Texter says, if farmers have a great year, they have to spend it or be forced to give it to the government for no return. Expenses and deductions. Tax game set up by deep state to make it impossible to properly and cheaply do tax returns. Remember the postcard idea? Yeah, bring back the postcard idea. Another says, if you drive around the country and look at the nicest farms with the newest equipment and the new pickups, 8 times out of 10, those are the ones that are on the brink of going broke. The guys farming with all their equipment that don't show everything off generally can pay their bills and have more cash on hand. Looks aren't everything. And if all your information comes from a coffee shop, you are very misinformed. Very good stuff. Thank you. Keep it coming. Trump opens a hotel in Turkey and pulls help with the Kurds. Coincidence? Trump's business is more important than allies. I know that's a popular thing among the angry Trump derangement syndrome left crowd, but, you know, really it's just a... Here's something you need to know, and I hope I don't trigger you by this, but Trump is losing money by being president. Trump is costing himself billions by being president. Trump's kids have billions less. Billions less than they would. For him to walk away. In fact, I have from a pretty good source that one of the things Donald Trump said when the whole Biden thing came up, here's Joe Biden and his kid making zillions, and my kids are losing billions because they're following the rules. This can't stand. You asked the question, Scott, as far as ranching goes, it's as bad as I've ever seen it, and I've been ranching for 40 years. There seems to be a grave difference in what the Packers are making compared to cow-calf men with all these imports coming in, getting the stamp, U.S. stamp. We have the best beef in the world. All right, I'm rushing it, and I don't want to rush it here. I'll pick it up when we come back from the break. Call me, 258-0550. What's on your mind? Let us know. 258-0550. More after this.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Last segment of open phone time here. We have some guests coming at the bottom of the hour on the 40 Days for Life campaign. So if you have something you want to get off your chest today, whatever it is, could be an answer to my question for farmers and ranchers. How bad is it? What can be done about it? could be something on President's policy in the situation Syria and Turkey. The impeachment circus. Doesn't matter. Whatever's on your mind. New heart hospital in downtown Bismarck. You know what I'm saying? Anything. Anything goes. Today on the program, I want to tell you about Ports to Plains. We're going to be there later this week. The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference in Williston is happening October 15th through the 17th. And it is jam-packed with all kinds of opportunities to make a difference on important issues. The Ports to Plains Alliance is a grassroots organization. It's an association of counties, communities, organizations, businesses from Mexico through 9 U.S. states into Canada. And they're all about robust transportation infrastructure, along with the region's key economic sectors, food, fiber, fuel, energy, industry, and tourism, promoting economic security and prosperity throughout North America's energy and agriculture heartland. So, it's a good idea to participate. Your business, your organization, be in the middle of what's happening with this, the TR Expressway, the entrance to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, incredible view of the Badlands. There's just a lot of things to celebrate and be a part of. All right, let me finish that text so I can give that justice. You asked the question, Scott, as far as ranching goes, it's as bad as I've seen it, and I've been ranching for 40 years. There seems to be a grave difference in what the packers are making compared to the cow-calf man. With all of these imports coming in, getting the stamp, U.S. stamp, we have the best beef in the world. Bring back country of origin labeling. That would help greatly. Another said, I learned a long time ago, just because a farmer has a new pickup, new tractor, big house, lots of land does not mean he's rich. Just ask McMartin Farms. Texter says, if these people want us to stay, then tell these people to come to their local Army recruitment center, tell them to sign me up, ship me out, or shut your mouth, because you're all talk and no action, pal. Those that want us to stay in Turkey, in Syria, rather. Let's see here. Hey, Scott, be nice. Bernie is a sick man. Was that not nice? I just said he didn't handle that whole health crisis, heart attack thing real well. Might be a little trouble. Texter says 6 years of work was destroyed in 6 days with the collapse of eastern Syria. All right, another perspective there. Okay, got the text in. Let's get to the calls. Grand Forks, North Dakota. It's a great spot. Michael, what's on your mind? Michael, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Since this is history day, do you know any information on Eric the Red, what year he made it to North America?
I missed who you're asking about that made it to North America. Who?
Eric the Red.
Eric what?
The Red.
Eric the Red?
Yes.
By T-H-E? The Red. Eric the Red.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't his name like Thorvaldsen or something? You mean that? But I mean, you're talking about his nickname. I get it. Okay. What about him? Sorry?
Well, because, you know, this is History Day, you know, Columbus, we're trying to get some facts out there. I heard Eric the Red was here, like, in the 1400s or 1600s.
I thought he died much before that. Wasn't he born, like, in the 900s?
Sure. I'm not sure, but there is some documentation. He was in North America pretty early. So I just wonder if you got any facts when you take your trips over there to Norway and different things?
Well, I remember hearing about Eric. I cannot tell you that I recall when he died, although I'm pretty sure he was born in the 900s sometime. So I don't think he would have made it to the 1600s. You know what I'm saying? Just doing the math here.
Yeah.
But Greenland is his big deal, right?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where he was, you know, he colonized Greenland, discovered it.
Okay.
So, yeah, but he is quite the character over there. They teach a lot about him in schools and whatnot. So, yeah, History Day. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Fred, in the metropolis of Wing, North Dakota, what might be on your mind today?
Oh, you're talking about how things are in farm country, and I heard somebody talk about cool country of origin labeling. President Trump the other night when he was in Minneapolis said, oh, those beautiful, beautiful signs that come on to us, made in the USA, he said. And and right away I thought, yeah, everybody but a rancher, everybody but somebody else, we are not supposed to have country of origin labeling. They come out and they tell us, the people who we pay our checkoff dollars to that are supposed to be helping us are telling us this. The pork checkoff, the beef checkoff, soybean checkoff, the wheat checkoff. We pay in a little bit everything we sell, and then they come around and tell us it doesn't help with marketing. It doesn't help you make any money to have country of origin labeling.
What is the win you want out of it, Fred? If you want to see it happen, what do you think is the instant impact? What's the good thing a rancher gets if he did have country of origin labeling?
We have intellectual property that's being stolen by us, not from the Chinese, but the intellectual property, that's all we have as a marketing tool to be proud of what we sell here, that we raise here and then butcher here and sell here. But because we have such a concentration of large corporations buying our stuff and nobody does anything about monopolies, they don't want that because they're so big that they want to mix it all together. Just like the guy said, they want to mix it all together. They want to take Mexican beef and Brazilian beef and all that beef from someplace else, or pork or whatever it is, or wheat or whatever it is. And they want to say that's been inspected by an American inspector and it's USDA approved beef.
One question I've never understood is, one thing I've never understood why the industry doesn't just do it. I mean, if people want to label country of origin, you know, onto a beef, you could do that as a producer, could you not?
Well, I do it as a producer. When I sell my beef at the local auction market, I sold it, and I pay my checkoff dollars. It's paid by an American farmer, but then it's put into a big pot that says that it's everybody's beef. So that's
saying,
why country of origin label is important, and I think Mr. Trump thinks it's important too. American made product.
Yeah, that's right. He sure talks a lot about it, no doubt about it. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it very much. An issue I want to continue to understand better, but not today. Got to go. More after this. Don't go.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton. For where we're at, western North Dakota, yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Syrian and Russian troops now heading together to the border to help the Kurds repel the advancing Turkish forces, as Kurdish troops have turned to the Syrian government and Russia, while U.S. forces are moving out of that region.
It's quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Trump's former White House advisor on Russia is scheduled to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigned just a few days before Trump's now infamous July 25th phone call with the new president of Ukraine. She's expected to answer questions behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To tell any farmer that it's been a wet year, and the Apache sprayer is the farmer's best friend in a wet cycle because it has the lightest footprint of any sprayer out there. You are in the field when your neighbors are stuck. That's the bottom line. That's why the Apache sprayer, and of course it has that light footprint, and also mechanically just a very, very, very simple system that, you know, best warranty in the business. Doesn't break down. It's just a great, great piece of machinery. It really is. Right now, until April of 2020, no interest and no payments on the Apache sprayers. And don't forget, one of the great wins about High Plains Apache, besides they sell you this great sprayer, is they service it better than anybody. They have an incredible team. One focus only, sprayers. And it shows in everything they do. So all of your spray application needs, they've got you covered. High Plains Apache in Mandan, in Frontier, south of Fargo, off exit 60 I-29, and also online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Here's a clip of Donald Trump's speech Thursday that we covered for you. And I noticed a couple of occasions when the president would speak that the audience referred, you know, I guess gave him some affirmation on that particular issue that was louder than any of the other applause lines, and there were a lot of applause lines in an hour and 50-minute speech. But listen to this one. See if you can hear the roar. Okay? Doesn't like me today. I don't know why it doesn't like me, D. Yeah, you take a look. See if you can figure it out. Got fire ready to go.
Which one are you trying to play here? Maybe I can do it.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why it's not playing. Asking me to save it. Todd, you see all the cuts in there from Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you see the far right on the top grouping? There's three cuts. It's the middle cut. Yeah. You see that one, Todd?
Far right, the Somalians, that one?
No, up top, the middle one in the top group, just above it.
The middle on one the right top there. Group. On the right. The middle one on the... He can't be in the middle and the top, it's one or the other.
No, I meant the top group of ones. There's two groups, but anyway.
Oh,
I think
virtually okay. Every top Democrat also good now great. Supports late-term abortion, ripping babies straight from the mother's womb right up to the moment of birth. And that is why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God.
All It's hard not being in the arena to know how loud that is, but that was the loudest cheer of the entire night. And my, and he covers everything. And I don't know about you. I apologize. It took me a while to get that played here for you. But hearing the 45th President of the United States talk about the fact that every child is a sacred gift from God is worth the wait. Oh, my gosh. This president is just unbelievable on this issue. He really is. And I know that in our audience, there's a lot of people that, too, care about this issue. And I always appreciate opportunities to do something about it, you know, rather than talk about it, but to actually take some action. And our next guests have done a wonderful job of organizing the North Dakota version of 40 Days for Life. Colleen Sampson, Jody Clemens, nice to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having us.
How are you, ladies?
We are wonderful, wonderful.
What did you think of that, what you just heard from the president there?
I'm so happy to hear that. We need to hear that. He's been a wonderful pro-life president for us, and we so appreciate him.
You hear that roar, Jody?
I heard it. I was very pleased.
Yeah.
Very pleased.
Yeah, and I think there were at least two others that it was mentioned as well, and he did a great job. So 40 Days for Life. You see the signs. Folks have heard about it. This has been going on for a number of years. What is it?
It's actually a wonderful campaign that was started in 2004 in Bryan College Station, Texas. In 2007, it spread national, and Fargo was one of the ones that jumped aboard and said, we would like to do this in our city. And then it spread internationally now to 505 cities across the world. And it's a campaign where... through their prayer, God showed them three ways to do something to stop the horror of abortion, and that is to pray and fast, do community outreach, and be a constant presence, peaceful presence at your local abortion facility. And in doing this, we want to bring this topic to the forefront of people's minds and show them exactly in our town where they are killing the most innocent of our little ones and hurting our moms. And we want to show them that we can no longer tolerate this. This is something that needs to be stopped.
And Jody, I know we're making progress in North Dakota, right? Because at one time there were three abortion clinics. Now there's one.
That's true.
Right?
That's
so true. This is the reason people from all over North Dakota come to this one location to do the peaceful protest that Colleen is talking about, that presence that's there that is, important. But if you can't do that, there's other ways to help. Walk me through, praying and fasting as an example. It's, people are doing this from all over, wherever they are throughout the entire 40 days, right?
They really are, Scott. And we're so grateful for all those people that, if they can't make it to Fargo, they probably organize in their churches, and they sit in their churches and pray on Wednesday morning. We know of churches that do that. You can pray in your homes. You can pray in your office. You can pray anywhere. God hears the prayers of his people. He hears us. And that is what we do. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, that he will hear from heaven. He will forgive our sins and he will heal our land. And Scott, our land needs to be healed. There are 20 to 25 babies that die every week in the city of Fargo. In our backyard, women walk into those facilities and their lives are forever changed after they take the life of their innocent human being. These are innocent children that are dying in our community. So as we humble ourselves and get out there and we pray, and it is good if you can be physically present at the abortion facility, I want you to know how important that is, because just being there is a sign and a witness to the people going in there that there are people that love them, will offer them tangible help, and they also love that unborn baby. We do unto others as we would have them do unto us. What would we want others to do if we, the people in your listening audience, if you were unjustly sentenced to die? And that's what these babies are. They have committed no crime. They have no mode of self-defense. They are safely nestled in the womb of their mothers. They are sacred, made in the image of God. And yet, Scott, they have an appointment with death. 20 to 25 of them each week in our city have an appointment with death.
It is so sad. And Colleen, many people think, well, that's, if a woman's right to choose or don't mess with her health care or whatever, you're doing this as much for the mothers as you are for those little babies too, right?
We have seen many a mom go into this building that is crying. They are being coerced. They do not want to have this abortion, but they feel the pressures around them are overcoming them, and they think this is their last resort. But we have a group of women called PALS, of which Jody is one, the post-abortion ladies, and they go and they speak of the abortion experience, and they try to help these women any way they can and offer positive options for them. They do not have to choose the death sentence for their child. There is so much help we have throughout our state. We have crisis pregnancy centers. We have maternity homes. We have the post-abortion gals to visit with. We have so many resources, God, for these people to help them out and to show them you are not alone. We know you're going through a difficult time, but let us help you. We'll give you a positive alternative. There's adoption as a positive alternative. There's so many positive things for and choices for these women. So that's our goal, Scott, is to let them know there is a better way.
You have a something called Sidewalk Ministry down there, and there's also a chalk ministry because, you know, the rules, if you will, it's quite the ugly scene down there. Maybe you want to just describe, Jody, the average Wednesday, what happens down there and how you're able to break through that a little bit.
If you were to come down to the local abortion facility in our city on a Wednesday, you would see many people that are pro-life, that are really, as we've said already, trying to offer just tangible, loving help. You know, as women walk in there, Scott, many of them look at this as just another medical procedure, that they've got a problem, as Queen said, that needs to be fixed. And as they go in there, we, as pro-lifers, come out there and we pray and we offer them help. We will take them to the Women's Care Center, you know, so they can see an ultrasound of their baby. And once a woman sees an ultrasound, she often changes her mind. I mean, she sees that little one in her womb. She hears that heartbeat. So we offer to take them to places like the Women's Care Center in our city, places that will offer them help. But also what you see out there on a Wednesday is people that have vests on that say clinic escort. And they, as soon as they get word that a woman is on her way to walk into that abortion facility, they will cluster that woman, like probably 8 or 9 of them, just surround that woman, making it nearly impossible for us that are out there out of love, out of obedience, and out of wanting to help this woman and her child, nearly impossible to get close to her, to get close to her and offer those things. They surround her and they usher her down the sidewalk. First Avenue North.
They don't want her to hear or see anybody, right?
They don't want
it's
that,
the truth.
Scott. Yeah. They can't even say they're pro-choice. I mean, if they were pro-choice, they would say, well, listen to both sides. They're not. They're pro-death. They want this woman. They call it a victory, Scott, when they can get a woman into an abortion facility. That is sad. That is a sad indictment upon our society.
They probably get a bonus. Anybody that's seen the movie Unplanned knows this industry is all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money. This is not. This isn't health care. This is money. One of the favorite calls I get occasionally from the 40 Days for Life Network is about a mother that changed her mind on the way in to the abortion clinic. So what Jody just described from the standpoint of love and concern from others in the middle of this works, right?
It really does, Scott, and we've seen it time and time again. Actually, since we started the 40 Days for Life campaign in Fargo, North Dakota, we know of 92 babies that have been saved from abortion. And so that means 92 moms have been spared. And some of our sidewalk advocates are even friends with these young moms and helping them as their children are growing. It's so beautiful, Scott, to see beauty from these ashes or what they thought would be. And so, yes, it's amazing that these little ones will grow up and enjoy and see the wonders of life like you and I have been able to. And so that's what our goal is when we provide those alternatives, is to let them know that we'll not just help them at that moment. We'll help them along the way. As the child grows, we'll help them then too, however we can.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check in the question from Linda in Park River. Waiting on hold, others welcome. By the way, if you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Continue our conversation about the 40 Days for Life campaign, which, by the way, is underway now and goes through the 3rd of November. So still plenty of time to participate in some way. 40daysforlifend.com is the website. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's PCCND.com.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers. I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field, discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota, and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind? Last chance to get a question or comment in for our guest. Colleen Sampson's here. Jody Clements here. We're talking about the 40 Days for Life campaign, a worldwide movement to protect mothers and babies. Who can't be for that? Who could possibly think that's a bad idea? And as part of this 40 Days for Life campaign, a million volunteers have come forward. They've done peaceful vigils. They're doing prayer and fasting, which, again, is just prayer and fasting wherever you are, community outreach. They have 6,428 total campaigns and proven results. 16,000-plus babies saved from abortion. 190 abortion workers converted. Got to play for them, too, because if there's no abortion workers, there's no abortion. And you got to think. Just watch Unplanned. You know the ick. The ick has just got to be everywhere there. They put on a good face, but it trust me on this one thing. 103 abortion centers have closed. If Fargo's were to close, it'd be the first in the nation state without an abortion center. So that's why North Dakota can make a big, big difference. Let's take a couple calls for our guests. Linda in Park River, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes. Hello, Scott and ladies. My question is this. Do you think we're raising up a pro-life generation? And the reason I say that is when I was down there to pray on a day that wasn't a Wednesday, so there were no abortions happening, but I had people walk by and say thank you, young people actually, and people honk, and I could see they were younger people. Thank you. So I'm just wondering, what's the experience in Fargo like?
Thank you for your call, Linda. Yes, we are seeing younger people get involved more so all the time. There are busloads of young people that are coming to the sidewalk. In the evening, you'll see a lot of college students come up. And I need to mention the March for Life here, too, in Washington, D.C., because the majority of the participants of 600,000 people are the young people. And it is so exhilarating. It is so encouraging. It is so beautiful to see these young people. And more young people now have gotten involved here, even in Fargo, and are joining us as volunteers with the 40s for Life committee. And they are on fire, Linda. It is refreshing.
Oh, great.
It is absolutely fantastic.
I have to tell you this. I was born in 64, raised Catholic. My mom was, you know, very pro-life. She was vocal about it. She'd talk about it herself. But it didn't ebb and flow through us. I talked about when I was young this issue 5% of the time compared to our kids who are talking about it in school, who are active. I mean, at March for Life is unbelievable. You're so right. I mean, that is life-changing to go to March for Life and then see how many young kids participate in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really gives you a lot of peace for the future. It will be handled correctly.
A lot of college students, because I just spoke at NDSU. I shared my testimony about my abortion, and there wasn't too many kids there, and that was kind of discouraging. It was Collegians for Life, and they're a wonderful group, but they're small in number. But I wonder if it's you know, there's a lot of kids on the campuses that are probably pro-life but don't have the courage to say so because of the environment they're in. It's kind of like the Trump deal. You know, people don't want to really admit they're for Trump, but they get out and vote for him, and the man wins.
Certainly not to a pollster.
That's exactly true. Exactly true. But I wonder that about college campuses, even with these kids living in this environment and, you know, the ridicule or whatever they would get. But I believe, as my friends in this room do, that there is a turning happening around, mm-hmm. and that there is a new wave mm-hmm. of pro-life people being raised up. And I'm like Scott. When I was growing up, I never heard the word abortion. Not in my family, not among my friends, or not even in the church that I was raised in. I was basically naive about it. That is not true anymore. No. Abortion is a topic. We're on the air today to a large listening audience talking about abortion.
Well, folks did bring me to see Pope John Paul in Des Moines, Iowa, in the middle of a farm field. And that was a big rally with youth and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. on the pro-life issue. That was mm-hmm. early 80s, you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, 82 maybe. Let's see. Your texter says it's unbelievable. Planned Parenthood will spend $45 million to help politicians get into political office so they can keep killing babies. Mm-hmm. This tells you how evil they are. Is that mm-hmm. number right?
That is correct. I read two different sources. One was 45 and one was 50. So this person is correct.
Wow. That's something that doesn't surprise me, I guess, but because they've been very active politically for sure. We only have about a minute left. Anything else you want to tell us? Anything else you want to share?
We need you. We need you to get involved. We need you to come to the sidewalk and pray. You can call 701-356-7979 or go to our website, 40daysforlifend.com, and hit schedule, or just send us an email, phc@polarcom.com, and we'd love to put you on if you have a hard time putting yourself on. But we need every one of you, and thank you for all that are involved and all that are praying with us. We appreciate you.
phc@polarcom.com or 40daysforlifend.com.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Jordy? Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just like Clean. I'm very thankful for all the women, all the people that are participating in this year's 40 Days for Life. There is a whole new breath of people being raised up.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am one that says there are 103 abortion facilities that have closed, and let's make North Dakota the 104th abortion facility to close. Our clinic will close as we continue to humble ourselves, pray, seek God's face, turn from our evil ways. He will hear from heaven. He will forgive our sins and heal our land.
Think about that, the first state in the nation without an abortion clinic. Wouldn't that be something?
We would give all gratitude to God.
Yeah. We would. 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I'd love to see that happen, folks. So you can make that happen. There's no doubt about it. Power of prayers, without question here.
Amen.
That's great. And how do you get the call? Can you sign up on the website for the phone calls?
Yes, you can. One call now. You go to the PHC email or give us a call at that number I gave you, and we'll put you on one call now.
That way you'll get a reminder every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday that they're killing babies. We'll let you know, and we need your prayer at that time.
I love them. Thank you, too. Very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. All your work. Take care. More.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.